Hi guys, and welcome to Kicking It with Cassie. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Cassie, and tonight I'll be flying solo. So I just want to thank you all for coming and joining in. Tonight we're going to be doing a little recap on Free Britney. If you have listened to my previous episode, you'll know a little bit about what's going on with her and the direction that things were headed in last time we spoke. And now that she's had the chance to speak and there's been a little bit of deliberation and a little bit of movement in the press, I wanted to go ahead and take this opportunity to recap and bring us back to where we are. So last time that we spoke, we left off with Britney going into court to finally speak for herself for the very first time. And I am so glad that she finally did get that opportunity. It's definitely one that's been long awaited and definitely deserved. I think that it shed a lot of light. You can definitely tell from the way that she spoke and conducted herself that it was a very emotional topic for her to get into and express herself so vulnerably, publicly. But she really pushed through that and stayed strong and pled her case, which was a very valid one. The fact that she's been used this entire time, and that as much as she's tried to force herself to be okay and all right with everything that's been going on, she's not. And this is her cry for help. This is her plea for help. I know that there was a lot of controversy in social media today because the court said that she would not be lifted from her conservatorship, but this was more pertaining to something that was filed 7 months ago. What needs to be done now is her lawyer needs to specifically file to have the conservatorship lifted. So I definitely think that as long as things start going in the right direction, it'll be something that she'll be able to accomplish. She definitely seems competent enough to be able to take care of herself and manage her own finances as well as lead her own life. Now, there's also been a lot in the press of her father lashing back, specifically claiming that he hasn't had control over her personal life since 2019. Let me say that again. Hasn't had control over her personal life since 2019, stating that her new conservatorship, or whatever the person's called, that is in charge of her personal life, I believe the name is Jody, is the one who's not representing her wants and her beliefs properly, and that's why this is coming to light now. I'm basically insinuating that if he were to be back in charge of it or had been left in charge of her personal affairs, that this wouldn't have happened, that she wouldn't feel the need to get out of it. I personally think that that's absolutely ridiculous. All that her father wants from this is more money. That's all he's gotten from this. All he's gotten is control, pushed her, broken her, made her work. It's purely evil, and I truly, truly hope and pray that the courts will hear her plea for help and understand that that she is competent and that Jamie Spears shouldn't have this hold on her life anymore, that no one should. You could hear just from the way that she was speaking that all she wants is to be allowed to be herself and to be happy. She's not a danger to herself anymore. She's not a danger to society. So why is it that she needs to be controlled to this level? I don't actually feel that there is a need for it. At this point, all it's really going to boil down to is, will the right paperwork be filed? Will the courts do what needs to be done in this case that so obviously needs to be done? Will Britney finally be free to be Britney instead of who her father and others think Britney needs to be, doing what Britney needs to do? But that's pretty much what's been going on in the Free Britney movement and the case, and just all of the new details going on. It's definitely a very messy situation, and it's still escalating, so I'll definitely want to tap back into it in the future. But for the time being, I'd like to move on to a different topic. This is one that falls a little close to my heart. As a trans woman, I've definitely gotten to experience both sides of the blade as far as masculine privilege and the double standards that are placed on women in today's society. It's a hard subject to dive into. But a lot of it today that I want to touch on is necessarily how men constantly use hormones to excuse any emotion that a woman may have. Regardless of how valid said emotion is, or point that said female is trying to make, whether it be that she's on her period, or in my case, just took her hormones and is just acting completely obscene, regardless of how valid the point that she's making is, it's all chalked up to hormones, because at the end of the day, there's this long-setted belief that men just can't be wrong, that no matter what, no matter what they've done, no matter what they've said, no matter who they've said it to, ultimately it gets chalked up to, oh, it's just your emotions. But the difference here is, it's 2021, guys, you gotta wake up. It just because I have an emotional reaction doesn't diswarrant what made the reaction. Just because you feel that you are superior as a male, and I may have an hormonal imbalance at that moment and may react strongly than you think I should have, it doesn't discredit what happened. I feel like a lot of times women as a whole get discredited just due to being women. Which really brings us into the question of why. Why is it that way? It's not like women are still completely dependent on men. I work full-time, just as he does. Why is it that my opinion and my feelings towards a situation are unwarranted because you feel I'm reacting too strongly? What means that a man gets to judge what reaction is too strong? At the end of the day, if you want to be valid in today's society and you want to be viewed as a genuinely decent man, you need to learn how to respect women and you need to learn how to treat them as individuals and as equals versus being below you. You can't chalk up strong reactions to hormones anymore. It's outdated and it's completely barbaric. Like, come on, guys, get a grip. I mean, it's kind of sexy to be a feminist nowadays as a man, to know that you respect and value women and that you're not stuck in this 18th century outdated mindset that everything can be chalked up to hormones and that women are just the inferior species. And that's a whole nother subject, because at the end of the day, let's be honest, women got this. I mean, they pretty much already run the world at this point, but that's besides the current topic. Anyways, it really boils down to what makes a healthier society, what makes a stronger relationship between men and women. I mean, let's be honest, you wonder why there are so many women leaving their men for women. You know why? Because women, while not seeing eye to eye and being very catty, tend to respect each other as human beings. Beyond just, I mean, you can sit there and belittle us and say, yeah, we may call each other hoes, we may call each other bitches, we may call each other every name in the book, and we may be the most catty things we can be to each other. But at the end of the day, as an individual, we respect each other. As a worker, we respect each other. And if you're one of the women that don't, then that really says a lot about your character, because we're already fighting the system that the men have designed to work against us. We're already fighting for equal rights. I mean, we're already fighting for equal pay. There isn't any room for inside fighting. There isn't any room for women to be pitted against each other right now. I mean, save that petty BS for later, you know? Focus on the real problem, which is the majority of men in today's society who only view women as a piece of hormonal meat for them to stare at and occasionally ogle, which, let's be honest, is a little creepy all on its own. Can't tell you the last time that I went to Circle K and didn't feel slightly unsafe, which is strange coming from a trans woman, that it's every time I go to the gas station. It's not just cisgendered women out here who have to deal with this suppression. It's anybody who chooses to represent as feminine. It's outright sad. So at the end of the day, next time your man tells you to stop being hormonal, or asks you if you're on your period, or tells you you're overreacting, remember this: you're not. You're being you. You're being true to yourself. And that's all anyone can ever ask you to do. Don't let anyone stand in your way, penis or not. And on that note, that's all I have time for tonight, so I can go ahead and get some rest so I can get back on my own little hustle and grind tomorrow. I want to thank everyone again for coming and tuning in with me on my little rant and catch up. Don't forget to subscribe, like, thumbs up, whatever it is you do, and make sure you tune in next time. I'm currently on all social media platforms. If you don't know them, just ask. Bye.